Oh yeah, 213 Rock, Final Times, Classic Rock Radio, l'album Riptide et Limit Shade, le single Cloud Reader, 213 Rock, Final Times, Classic Rock Radio, ouvrons le dossier Will, puisque dans quelques minutes, James Lassell sera en direct pour venir nous présenter l'album Charismatic Leaders qui sera disponible le 3 mai prochain via le label Inside Out, 213 Rock, Final Times, Classic Rock
Radio. 213 Rock, with Eric Melodica, on Final Times, Classic Rock Radio.
Oh yeah, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. En direct ce soir, Mr. James Lassell hein, qui vient donc présenter l'album Charismatic Leaders du groupe Will qui sera disponible pour le 3 mai prochain. Hi James, nice to meet you.
Hello, nice to meet you too. Good to be here.
Yes, how are you, man?
Yeah, really good. Just lots of preparation stuff going on for the tour. We've been rehearsing nearly every day and lots of PR for the album, which is great. There's lots of interest and yeah, we're just excited to get out and start playing some shows again.
Effectivement, qu'il est totalement excité à l'idée de partir en tournée pour la semaine prochaine. Le nouvel album, lui, va débarquer donc pour le 3 mai prochain. Et puis, ouais, totale excitation, effectivement. Et puis, je rappelle aussi que James, c'est la deuxième fois qu'il vient sur Vinyl Times, un classique rock radio, puisqu'il y a deux ans, il était dans l'émission Last Ride, qui a présenté donc le précédent album. Ce soir, il vient présenter Charismatic Leaders. So, James, my name is Harig Melodica. The name of the show is 213 Rock, hosted by Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. As you know, we are based in Paris, France. James, thank you very much for accepting my live invitation. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Le groupe finlandais donc de prog metal Will donc sortiront leur nouvel album Charismatic Leaders le 3 mai prochain via je crois que c'est Inside Out effectivement. So James, the band has a great reputation for being very meticulous in the creation of tracks.
Yeah, I guess so. We're always trying to find something we haven't done before. And I think on this album, the things we hadn't done before were very, very heavy. So we've ended up with a much more metal album, I think, than Resident Human.
Ils essaient de proposer quelque chose qui n'a pas été fait auparavant parce qu'ils ont cette réputation hein, d'être extrêmement méticuleux dans leur création de leurs titres et de leurs nouvelles idées. Hein. And James, you spent 5 months in the studio between August to December 2023 with Daniel Bäckström and Frederik Thordenthal. Wow. Hey, I got a very good question for you. How many times did you bang your head in the studio walls because it's high level on production?
There are lots of moments like that. I think it's just part of the creative process. Like, it never turns out how it feels like it will in your mind, but that's not a bad thing. I think we just kept on finding new interesting things to add into the soup.
I think
we had good demos from the start, but we just kept on changing it as we went along.
Effectivement, ils ont essayé de capturer les meilleures idées, la meilleure chose, parce que c'est vraiment du high level en termes de production. Hein. Frederik Thordenthal of Meshuggah, effectivement, Daniel Bäckström, et ça c'est du haut niveau en tout cas. Je vais même poser la question combien de fois il s'est tapé la tête, cogné la tête contre les studios, parce que là, c'est vraiment méticuleux, c'est au point près, hein, parce que là, c'est vraiment du high level. Hein. And the band is in constant progression from moving backwards to Resident Human album. It's very incredible music, very incredible, the new album.
Oh, thank you very much. We're happy that it's being listened to. That's good enough for us.
Effectivement, que c'est en constante progression hein, depuis leurs deux premiers albums, Moving Backwards et Resident Human. Ouais, c'est incroyable. Et puis, the new album has 7 tracks to 50 minutes from another world because it's, I think, it's clearly dystopian music.
Yeah, I guess it is. I mean, I think some of it is cathartic and it's kind of venting my frustrations about the current world we live in, but I think also it's trying to find some kind of truth as well. Like some of the songs were more about just dealing with my own demons, about trying to create things and just accepting the limits of my creativity as an artist and as a human. And I think there's been quite a lot of growth, especially for me as a writer, I think, during this period. Things like lyrics, for example. I've stopped being as specific as I was being when I was making Resident Human. I've deliberately made it a bit more, non-specific. Mm-hmm. And I think that's led to some quite interesting outcomes with the composition, which I haven't done before.
Effectivement, qu'il a essayé de proposer quelque chose qu'ils n'ont pas fait par le passé. Alors les paroles, moi je pense qu'il y a quand même un côté dystopian. Alors lui aussi, donc il dit il y a pas vraiment de spécificité. Les paroles sont très importantes, mais il a aussi poussé sa créativité. Hein. Il l'a poussé au maximum. Hein. 7 titres pour 50 minutes de musique venant d'un autre monde, c'est complètement incroyable. Hein. And James, Charismatic Leaders is the name of the new album. It has something to do with the demagogy because at this moment we are living in this world today because this world is a bit on fire. Right now
it is. I think part of it is because it's actually on fire, and part of it is because our perception is always changing. And I just had an interview earlier today with a guy from Finland who was saying that he feels since the COVID pandemic we're in this constant state of heightened arousal and fear and concern about what else is going on around us. And you know, those things are real, they're all happening. I just think I've kind of come to terms with the facts that I can't do anything about 99% of these things that I hear about. And I think I'm learning to try and let go a little bit more. Like, I still want to understand what's happening around me, but I also accept that as a guy living here in Finland, I can't do much about, say, the US election, for example. It's going to be what it's going to be, regardless of what I think about it.
Effectivement que il essaie de comprendre ce qui se passe autour de lui parce que le monde, comme je le disais dans la question, est complètement fou en ce moment. C'est vrai qu'on vit des moments difficiles après cette période de Covid, effectivement. Oui, alors et aussi c'est aussi il y a un rapport avec le titre Empire hein, d'ailleurs qui ouvre cet album, on va y revenir dans quelques instants. Donc il pense hein, qu'à ce moment, en ce moment, ça, les paroles qu'il a écrites et tout à 99%, ça colle à peu près avec ce qu'on vit en ce moment. And on the opening track Empire, the snare drum, the tempo reminds me a bird flapping. Wow.
Yeah, I can see why you'd say that. I think we just wanted to keep that one really intense for this short, dark period. And it's definitely got a lot of energy in it.
Yeah, because the tempo, pop. It's like the bird flapping, you know. That's why it reminds me, because the track is both metal and very finest too. It's very solid track.
Thank you very much. We're really pleased of how that one turned out. That was actually one of the ones that took the longest to finish. It was two separate ideas for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And I spent months trying to make those two ideas into full songs, and it just wasn't happening. And our drummer eventually said, have you tried putting them together? Even though the meters are different, the tempos are kind of similar. And it was when I started doing that, it started appearing to be a song rather than just a list of riffs.
Effectivement, il y a le titre Empire qui ouvre cet album avec un tempo très spécial sur la caisse claire, et moi qui m'a rappelé effectivement un battement d'oiseau en fait. Voilà, c'est un titre qui est quand même très métal, et ce qui est aussi fin à la fois, c'est très solide. Alors ouais, il y a effectivement, il est un petit peu d'accord, parce que il y a un tempo assez spécial, et puis il en a parlé avec le batteur, ils ont développé ce tempo. And did you record the bass because it's strongly mixed?
Yeah, I ended up playing bass on 2.5 songs on the album. It's been both of the singles so far. And I play on the first half of a song called The Freeze as well. We asked a guy called Nipa Rutti, who has played with Santeri before in a band with Alexi Laiho from Children of Bodom. They were in a three-piece back in the day. And he had some really cool stuff bringing to the table for the other songs. So we're stoked for people to get to hear that soon as well.
Ok, alors effectivement qu'il a fait une partie de basse hein, effectivement sur ce nouvel album, et ouais, c'est vrai que le mix est assez monstrueux, c'est assez gros hein, il y a les guitares, la basse, etc. And the feedback from your fans on YouTube about Empire music video is excellent hein. I read some great comments.
It really is, and I think the viewing numbers as well is just really blown up by our standards. I mean, we're playing prog metal, but we're never expecting huge numbers because it's kind of a niche style of music. But the interest has been beyond anything we expected. It's been an amazing time.
Effectivement, pour un super titre comme ça, et puis comme il dit, il joue du prog metal, et puis donc ils ont quand même atteint 250 000 vues. Ouais, ils en espéraient pas tant. En tout cas, ils sont très très heureux. Hein. And the second single is Porcelain. What intensity? Hein? Very great. Very intense.
Thank you very much. That one, I guess, that was thinking more about social norms, just our values as a society now, and comparing them to the values of the past. Particularly, we think we are more moral now than people were, say, 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. And to some extent, that's true. But I really started digging down that hole and realizing that a lot of that is about the luxury we have of being more moral now than people were in the past. So I think it kind of gave me more empathy for people that came before us, and it made me think a bit more about the choices we're making now and how they will be viewed in the future.
Ah, effectivement, que le titre il est tellement intense, hein, ce single Porcelaine qui est donc en deuxième position sur l'album, c'est très très fort, et puis ouais, il y a une intensité, c'est profond quoi. Et, ouais. And all the instruments, I think all the instruments are one for me.
Yeah, I can see why you'd say so. I think especially the bass and the rhythm guitar, it really locks in. There's some variation, of course, but rhythmically it's right there. And it's one of those songs, it sounds kind of straightforward now, which I'm really glad it does, because it's supposed to be fun first. But there are some really crazy rhythms in that I've had to get my head around. I mean, to be honest, I think that's the hardest thing I've ever written to play and sing.
Okay, effectivement qu'ils ont jamais écrit un titre auparavant comme ça, because this track is very strange for me. I don't know if there is a soul of this track or recognition. For me this track is strange.
It is strange, and I think deliberately so. We kind of I got this baritone guitar last summer, made by this wonderful Finnish company, Ruokangas, and I really wanted to write something with it for the album. And
okay.
unlike normally, where I structure these bits really piece by piece, very slowly, like the other songs, I just jammed for about 20 minutes, 30 minutes, plugging into my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I just cut that jam up, and that was what ended up being the structure of the song. So it's really a different way to approach the writing than we've done before.
Okay, effectivement, que le titre final n'a rien à voir avec le passé dès le départ sur les maquettes. Ouais, c'est vrai que c'est un titre très étrange, mais très beau à la fois. Hein. Because my mind is in the eye of your official visualizer. Hey, do you think I need a doctor?
Oh, of course, yeah, I completely agree. It's a strangely good fit, isn't it? I think it That's... really fits the song. I think maybe you do, maybe we all do.
Ok, peut-être qu'on a besoin d'un docteur parce que je peux vous assurer que le titre il est totalement étrange et en même temps hein, mon état d'esprit est aussi dans la musique vidéo, dans le clip hein, qui est avec un œil au milieu, ça tourne et avec en fait c'est toute l'artwork de la pochette qui est fixée dans le clip. Enfin voilà. Et puis je lui ai posé la question est-ce que j'avais besoin d'un docteur parce que je trouvais le titre totalement étrange, mais vraiment très étrange, mais excellent en tout cas. 213 Rock en direct ce soir avec nous donc. Mr. James Lassell du groupe Will qui vient présenter le nouvel album Charismatic Leaders, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio. So James, I guess there will be a third music video before the new album release. Huh? I think Submission maybe, Submission it should be, or it could be a very great track, but this track, it's 11 minutes journey into your world.
At the moment, I'm not going to say what the next song is going to be because this one's live, but
okay.
There is another single coming and it will be out before the album release date. And it's a really, really good one. So
yeah.
We can't wait to be released.
Yeah, beautiful track. Submission, lorsque vous le découvrirez ce titre à la sortie de l'album, c'est un superbe titre. Hein. C'est peut-être mon titre préféré de l'album. I think it will be my favorite track of this new album. Submission, it's amazing.
Thank you very much. We're really happy with how that one turned out. It's taken a very long time to write, but I'm super happy with the journey now.
Ouais, ça a été très très long à l'écriture hein, concernant Submission. C'est vrai qu'à son écoute, hein, tout de suite, on comprend qu'on a affaire à quelque chose de gros, de un colosse, un titre énorme et très compliqué à jouer, mais très très beau. So, you will be on tour at the end of the year. A live show is scheduled in Paris at the Backstage by the Mill, the venue, on Saturday, November 30. With the band Molly Baron in Paris.
Yeah, it's surreal coming back. I think we played in that venue with Soen in 2019, just after our album Moving Backwards came out. So, and we were just the first band of three on a support bill back then. So it's really strange feeling to come back there and be doing a headline slot. But I mean, with songs as long as ours are, it really means we can do a much more eclectic mixture of our songs from across the discography. So... the set we're working on, it sounds really, really cool. So anyone who hasn't yet, I strongly recommend get a ticket before they're all gone.
Mmh, effectivement que le groupe sera à Paris donc de retour, ça va être un étrange feeling parce qu'ils ont déjà joué là-bas mais en support act, donc là ils vont revenir en tête d'affiche effectivement avec Molly Baron, le groupe français effectivement, donc ça sera pour le samedi 30 novembre donc de cette fin d'année et donc ils viendront présenter, ils seront en pleine tournée, ça va être cool, ça va être très très cool. 213 Rock, voici le track listing de l'album Charismatic Leaders. L'album démarre avec Empire en 2, Porcelain en 3, Submission en 4, Saboteur en 5, Disciple, en 6 Scarf in the Afterglow, ça c'est une intro, une belle intro acoustique, en 7 The Freeze, un titre très long aussi qui dure plus de 10 minutes avec énormément de variations et de tempo, ça change tout le temps, c'est très calme et à la fois c'est comme une tempête en tout cas à l'intérieur, c'est vraiment un très beau titre. Le line-up c'est James Lassell au chant et à la guitare, Santeri Saksala donc à la batterie et Jussi Turunen lead guitar. 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio. L'album sera disponible en édition limitée en CD Digipack avec le EP Rumination en bonus et puis en même temps vous trouvez aussi le format vinyle avec un dépliant avec une illustration de Lucas Mayer et donc tout ça vous pourrez précommander tout ça tout de suite via le link suivant will-charismatic leaders 213 Rock Vinyl Times The Classic Rock Radio. So James, thank you very much for this live interview. Do you have a message for the audience tonight, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Just thank you everyone for listening and thanks for caring. If you haven't yet, check out the album, check out the new singles and let us know what you think on social media. We appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Oh yeah, 213 Rock. James, thank you very much for this live interview. Hope to see you on tour at the end of the year in Paris. I will be there.
Definitely, man. I hope to see you too. Take care and have a great night.
Ok, tout de suite, le single Porcelain, extrait donc du nouvel album Charismatic Leaders des Will, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, Classic Rock.